Hello, Judy. Hello, Don.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Well, Bob, you know...
Turn on the heating system. What is it? Huh?
Well, Bob, Judy was just sort of hoping that it would be Clark Gable.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judy. I'm in the wrong studio. I'll check.
Oh, no, Bob. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Please don't go.
Oh, but I'm Bob Hope, and you wanted Clark Gable.
I know, but people get used to margarine instead of butter. Would you please stay?
No, I'm not kidding myself, Judy. I'm no Clark Gable, and I know it.
Well, now, don't say that, Bob. That's not true. Why, name one thing that Clark Gable's got that you haven't got.
Women. Now, you don't have to make me feel good, Judy.
No, Bob, I'm serious. You and Mr. Gable are similar in many respects.
You really think so?
Of course. Well, you're both... Well, you're both men.
Flattery will get you no place, Judy. I'll just be running along.
Now, wait, Bob, I'm afraid I've hurt you.
Oh, that's all right.
No, you've got that hurt look in your eyes.
It's not your fault. I strained them yesterday going through Esquire.
Oh, Bob,
they've cut a lot of stuff, haven't they?
Bob, I don't see why you won't listen to
me. Well, it's no use, Judy. How can I hope to compete with Clark Gable? All the women love those beautiful big ears of his.
Oh, well, don't you worry, Bob. Your nose is as big as both of them put together.
Now,
I'll make a confession, Bob. I've often dreamed about you, too.
You have?
Uh-huh. You know, sometimes you're a knight in shining armor, and sometimes you're a cowboy riding out on the plains, and then other times you're a Northwest Mountie roaming a frozen wilderness.
Don't I ever go out with anybody but a horse? But anyway, Judy, you better forget me. I'm not for you. You know my reputation in this town. I'm a wolf.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not a wolf. You're sweet and innocent and noble and pure.
Have you talked to any girls or old Carols lately?
Well,
you almost got the laugh there. You know that, don't you?
I don't care what...
Those straight lines.
You're sweet and innocent, noble and pure.
I thought you were going to pull out a bladder for a minute. You know what I mean? It's all right. I may have a spot in here later. Go ahead. Sorry.
Are you ready?
I carry a grudge, you know. Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't care what anybody says. I know an honest man when I see one.
Judy, please.
It's true. You're a square shooter. Look at that square jaw. Look at those square shoulders.
Oh, Judy.
I mean it. I think you're the biggest square I ever met.
No, Judy, all those people don't call me a wolf for nothing. I'm a pretty cynical man of the world.
Oh, no, you're not. You've just built up a hard shell to protect yourself with from the outside world. But underneath that hard shell, you're soft and mushy.
What am I, a man or an oyster? What is it? Don't you believe what you read in the papers? I'm at Ciro's with Loren Bacall one night. I'm at Romanoff's with Lana Turner the next. Then I'm in the Coconut Grove with Ann Sheridan.
I know, I've seen those items, but I know they're not true. Why, a man of your age wouldn't have that much energy.
That read like a straight line of rehearsal. Now, wait a minute, Judy. I'm not that old.
Well, no. I didn't mean you were real old, like Bing Crosby.
Please, let's leave Barbara Fritchie's boyfriend out of it.
No matter what you say, you'll never convince me that you're a wolf, Bob. I trust you. And if you stopped your car out on the darkest street and said you were out of gas, I'd believe you implicitly.
You would, really?
Yes.
Doing anything tonight, Judy?
Just to show you how I trust you, I will go out with you tonight.
You will?
Oh, Bob, I didn't know you did imitations of Cocker Spaniels.
There was no Cocker Spaniel, believe me. Well, Judy, since you're the outdoor type, I suppose you like sports.
Oh, yes. Baseball, golf, swimming, fishing.
How about sailing? You like sailing?
Love it.
Well, I'll meet you in the Tunnel of Love. Third boat from the end. I'll meet you in the